Yesterday, Chafal Chamed Aleph, we had Machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim, if Aksav Yodan Hei Me'idin, or Almona Shebishtar Hei Me'idin, of course we pass like the Rabbanon, so saying Eidis Almona Shebishtar, the Gemara had a nafkamina that if you would say Rebbe Sfuki Misapkele, you would have this case, and you know, I ran through the case yesterday, I'd like to try to explain the case better today. You have here a case. This is the case we're going to discuss. You have two Edim signed on a shtar. One of the Edim is alive, one of the Edim is not alive. And you need to be Mekayim both Chasimis. So on the one who is alive, you have you have him himself. He's alive. He comes into Bezdin. He says he signed, so the Rabbanan say, Ein sarach letzarif yom ha'amacher. He's good. On the second signature is fakarat. The second signature, he's dead. So now you have no choice. You have to get two Edim to be Mekayim, the signature, to say that it's a good signature. What's the problem? The problem is that in order to get two people on the one who's dead, you can't find two people. What you can find is one other person, and then the first person himself, the one that was chayis in the first hour himself. That's what you have. So this is what you have in front of you. So now, basically, this Gemara is saying that that's no good. Why? So I would have thought, as far as Rebbe is concerned, Rebbe holds that you always need to weigh them, that there's no shay lebein lekula bein lechum. Damar Rav Yudamar Rav Shnayim chsumen al ashtar. Umei sechad mehem, srichin shnayim and ashuk lahir alav. This is Rebbe lekula, Rabbanu lechum. So you have two signatures on ashtar. And you need, I'm talking now lahalacha. We pass night to Rabbanan. What did Rabbanan say? You have two signatures on a shtar. One person is alive, one person is dead. So what's the best thing to do? What do you do to become the chasimis? You get two edim on the dead man's signature. And on the person who's alive, he can just say this on his own signature. Right? It's easy. What happens if you don't have it? What happens if you need the second aid to be one of the two aidim on the dead man's signature? So then, you like a trail of chad. My, what are you going to do? What do? You have the one who's alive put his signature down on a piece of chaspa, on something that he sends into Bezdin. Bezdin compares this signature to the signature in the shtar, the Mekayim, the living man's signature, without him actually saying, hey, this is Bezdin. Okay, so you have two signatures, the living signature, the living man's signature, and the dead man's signature. So what are we saying? If the living man is going to say Edis on his own signature, then if he's going to say Edis on his own signature, then it's going to, not going to be a good shtar. Because then on the dead man's signature, you need two new people. You need two new people. Because otherwise he would have like three quarters of the influence on the shtar. He'd be saying, on his signature, total Edis, and the other signature, half Edis. So therefore, he should send in Achaspa, and if he sends in Achaspa, then there'll be Mekayim, the living man's signature, without him actually coming in. And then the dead man's signature, he can come in and say Edis on the other person's signature. Okay, this has to make sense to us. So let's just make the cheshbon. You have the living aid and the dead aid. Two strangers come and they're mekayim the shtar of the living aid. The living aid now comes and he is one of the two witnesses on the dead man's signature. That's good. Is the living person doing three quarters of this aidus? Is the living person doing three quarters of this aidus or not?
Doing half would be Mekayim, half would be
what?
He's doing half of the Eilis and he's being Mekoyim half of Avodah.
So it is three quarters. So how come the Gemara says it's good? But the Gemara, our Gemara is saying, our Gemara is saying that that when you have two signatures and you need a key for each one, so in order to make the shtar good, you need four. You need, here, you have signature number one, right? Here's signature number one, and here's signature number two. So we're saying that if the aid comes, the living aid, if he says aid, this is Mekayim signature number one. So if you have here the one who's alive saying aid, this on his own signature, and then he's one of the two aid ekiyim. So what happens is, in order to make a shtar, make a circle, right? You need this signature is half and this signature is half. So we're saying that the Gemara says if he'll be Mekayim his signature, plus he'll be half the kiyum of this signature, so it comes out that this one person is doing three quarters of the job. That's no good. So therefore, we get two others to be Mekayim this, and we get he and one other person to be Mekayim this, and now it's good. We get two strangers to be Mekayim this signature, and the living aid will be Mekayim the other person's signature with someone else. So it comes out, it's not three quarters anymore. Right? That's what the Gemara says. The problem would seem to be that it's three quarters anyway. Because if two people are Mekayim his signature, so he's this half. And now he's being Mekayim the other one's signature. So isn't it no matter what, three quarters?
Here it's his signature and here it's his dibur.
Here it's his
signature and dimin shtar.
His signature is saying this, and here is dibur saying this.
Coming and talking with the other person.
So why should that matter? Why is that not three quarters?
His dibur is very fine. His signature also.
One sets the shtar, that's the one shtar dimin, and Ben is taking it as an inference for himself. They take it because we say dimin shtar, this is his signature, so you have kiyum on that half.
So why is that not three quarters? You're saying it's correct. Now why isn't that considered to be three quarters?
He's not doing all the testing. Bezdin doing it. It's
my head. Bezdin doing it.
Based on the din shtar.
You have to split what you're saying better. You're saying the chilek. But you have to what?
Bezdin's doing half of their own.
He could be dead again.
Bezdin doing half of what? Good. Should speak up more often. It's good. You have to look at it. Well, are they doing the kiyum? Are they doing the edus? What are they doing? Are they doing the edus or doing the kiyum? Every time you mekayim a shtar, you have two edus on the maisa, and then you have two edus or two sets of edus on the kiyum. So here, the way the Gemara is setting it up, on the Maisa, you have two Eidim. This person's only 50%. On the Kiyum, so we're separating the Eidim and the Kiyum. Even like the Rabbanan, who say, I'm on a Shabbashtarim Eidim. But we separate the Eidim of the Shtar and the Eidim of the Kiyum. In the Eidim of the Shtar, he's only 50%. He's one of two. In the Eidim of the Kiyum, we look at the Eidim of the Kiyum separately. And the Eidus of the Kiyum, he's now, other people are being Mekayim his signature. So that he is now being able to be Mekayim half of the other person's signature. He's one of two Eidim of the other person's signature. And Mamela, it's good. So that it's on the, so that we have to divide it. It's all one din Torah. But we have to divide the Eidus that saw the Halva, which is 50%. And the Eidus of the Kiyum, which is not 50%, which is 25%. Right. So that's what's happening here in the Gemara. We have to, even like the Rabbanan who say, Amanash Abishtare Meidim, we must separate the Eidai Kiyum from the Eidai Hava. We have to look at them as two separate things. Okay. Now, the Shaila is, what would happen in a case where the person already came into Bezdin, and he said Eidus on his own signature. This probably is what naturally would happen. The person comes into Bezdin, he says Eidus on his own signature. After he says Eidus on his own signature, we start looking for Eidim for the dead man's signature, we can't find. We only find one Eid plus him, and he can't say Eidim anymore. He already did half the Kiyam. So what do we do now? Now, could he go? We'll get different Eidim on his signature. And we'll free him up to say this on the dead man's signature. Be clear? It's not so complicated. What I'm really asking
like
is, in the Gemara's case, if it already happened, He said this on the keel. He said this on his half already. He said this on his signature. Now, can we go and bring other Eidim on his own, on his signature, and therefore he won't be needed for his half, and we'll free him up for the other half, and now he can say this on the other half.
Did he say
Eidim? If he didn't say Eidim yet, there's no shot. If he didn't say Eidim yet, you know the halacha, so you won't bring him in to say this on his own signature. You'll bring two others to say this on his signature. And he'll be able to say this on the dead man's signature.
On what basis would you take
what happens if he already said Eidus?
On what basis would you take away his Eidus?
On what basis would you take away his Eidus? So you're saying it should not be good?
No.
Okay, I would think the logic may be different than that.
How can you just think whatever he said, I'll just knock it out and that's it? How do you do that? How do you think someone eats his Eidus? How do you knock that off?
What's the answer?
You don't have a full king. Bottom line, he said Eidus.
Did you guys, does everybody else hear what they're arguing about? You hear what's happening? The Gemara says that the living age should not say this on his signature. Let other people, or let him write a chaspa, say this on his signature, and he'll say this on the other one. What happens if he already said this on his own signature? Is it too late to change things? He already said Eidus on his own signature. Finished. And now, we're going to look for Eidus on the dead man's signature. Can't find. So now we want to go back, bring two different Eidus on his signature, and free him up that he can say this on the other river, on the other quarter, which is the other person's signature. Can you do it? Lachar HaMaisi. So, the Ritva on our Gemara, the Ketzais brings this, B'Shem the Ritva, the Shach brings it, and the Ketzais, that it's too late. It's too late. He already said Eidus on his signature. It's already done. They use the expression, Kol Yeser Kenotel Dami. In Hilchos Treifus, there's such a rule that Yeser Kenotel Dami, anything extra, like it doesn't count. Here, in Treifus, it means more than it doesn't count. But what he's saying here is, if I already had him saying Eidus on his own signature, if he already said Eidus on his own signature, bringing more Eidim on his signature don't count. What do I need more Eidim? I need more Eidim on his signature. So if he already said Eidus on his own, it's too late to say, oh, let's get other people to say Eidus on his, and let's free him up to say Eidus on the other. Too late. The truth is that the Ketzais has something called Meshaviv Nesivis. The Ketzais and Nesivis got into arguments all the time. The Ketzais wrote first, printed first. They were the same time. Ketzais printed first, and then Nesivis printed. That's why Nesivis always crossed the Ketzais. Ketzais never crossed Nesivis. The Nesivis was written after the Ketzais was written. So he wrote the Horus and argued on the Ketzais. So in order for the Ketzais to get even, because you know whoever writes last gets the best argument. And whoever gets the last say, sounds right. So the Ketzais wrote something called Meshayvev Nesivis, which means it answers the Nesivis' kashas. And the Meshayvev Nesivis is printed in back of the Ketzais, in back of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not every Nesivis, but in many Nesivis, the Ketzais answers the kashas the Nesivis asked on him. The legend is that the Nesivis paid for the printing of the Meshavi of Nesivis. Nesivis was a rich man. He was a very successful Rav. The Ketzais was a very poor man. The Ketzais never had a Rabbanus. He sat and learned. And Nesivus was a rav, was one of the recognized gedolim b'Yisrael in his lifetime. And the story is that the Ketzais couldn't afford to print the Meshev of Nesivus, and therefore the Nesivus paid for the printing of the Ketzais's answers to the Nesivus's own kashas. Which, if that actually happened or didn't happen, I don't know, but it gives you a picture of the relationship they had. Nesivus and the Ketzais. In the yeshiva world, Machlais Ketzais Nesivus is always, Dolom Disha Machlaikas. So in the Meshev of Nesivus, the Ketzais, I didn't speak out what Nesivus says yet, but we'll get to that. But basically, the Ritva says, like Shmuley said, the Ritva says that it's too late. Once you go to Din Torah, you really have to know what you're doing. You go to Din Torah, you can mess things up. If you go to Din Torah and you bring the living aid to say this on his own signature, he cannot say anything else on the second signature ever again. It's too late. He said Aedis. He can't retract the Aedis. The Aedis is done. Even if we bring another 10 Aedim that'll say this, it's a signature, it won't matter. He said Aedis on his signature. Finished. Now, on the second signature, you need two new people. And this person can never say this on the dead man's signature. The Ketzais is matmi on this. He buys it at Tzarechian. The Ketzais says that he doesn't understand. What's going to happen? The man said Eidus on his own signature. We can't find Eidim on the second signature. What's Pesach going to paskin? What's Pesach going to say? Pesach going to say the shtar is not Mekoyim. So what are they going to do? They're going to take the shtar, give it back to the Malva and tell him, look, it's not a shtar Mekoyim, take it home. If you ever get a kiyum, you'll come back. So that's what you were asking. The Frektik Tzais, what's the problem? Let them finish it in Torah, say it's not a kiyum. The Malva will say, fine, we'll take it home. Then the next day, I'll start a new Din Torah. I want to be try again to be Mekayimit. I bring two different Eidim on this man's signature, on the living one. And now the living one can say this on the dead man's signature. I'll be a new Din Torah. What's the problem? That's apparently the way the Tzais learns.
Well, just limbo, waiting for something to be
complete. That means here's a Shtar Shein Mekoyim. The Shtar Shein Mekoyim best doesn't rip it up. They give it back to him and they tell him you come back when you have Eidim.
You don't have the Shtar of the
It seems that that's the Kudus HaMachlaikis, which you're saying.
There's no such thing as collecting rice and collecting evidence.
Why is there no such thing as collecting evidence?
You're saying that once it's over, it's over.
But it's over. If Bezin knows it's a bad shtar, they rip it up. He knows it's a good shtar, Mekayimit. If you don't have any kiyum, they don't rip it up, and they just tell you, look, if you get kiyum, come back.
It means they don't take into account anything they went on before.
So the thing is this, the Ketzais apparently understands that there's no kiyum on the shtar, there's no kiyum on the shtar. You send the person home with a shtar, and if he comes back the next day, he can start all over. It seems that the Ritva understands, and the Shach Pascha is like the Ritva, that it's a kiyum on one aid signature, that kiyum is finished. There's a kiyum on one of the two signatures. That entire is never going to start again. The question is only the dead man's signature. So basically would tell him, you go back and find aid him on the second signature. On the first signature, it's done. It's finished. On the second signature, we still have to wait and see. Sounds like the Ritva and the Ketzais are arguing by Kiyum. Is Kiyum one Kiyum on the whole shtar? Or is there a Kiyum on this signature and a Kiyum on this signature? Each thing is a separate story. The Ketzais holds the Kiyum on the whole shtar is one story. If you're not making the shtar, you tell him, listen, go home. When you get a chance to bring a Kiyum, you'll bring a Kiyum. And The Ritva understands, no. Each signature is a separate Agadah Seydis. Each signature is a separate Agadah Seydis that has to be counted by itself. Right, so it's a little dakistic. I'm going to give you, I told you, when you have a dakistic of chilik, a nafgamina illustrates the chilik the best. Let me talk to you about a totally different case, and you'll come back. I think you'll understand the machlaikas here between the Ritva and the Ketzais. Let's say I have a shtar with three signatures. Okay, can you have a shtar with three eidim? Of course you could. You can make as many eidim as you want. So let's say I have a shtar, I'm lending you a lot of money. I don't want to take a chance that one of these eidim, I won't be able to be mekayim. So I go and I get three signatures. Okay, I have three signatures on my shtar. Now, comes time to be mekayim. Let's say they're all not here. I have to be mekayim. I hunt for eidim that can recognize any one of the signatures. So let's say the three eidim are Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So I find one person that recognizes Reuven's signature. I find two people that recognize Shimon's signature. And I find one person that recognizes Levi's signature. 1, 2, 1. Is that a good kiyum? What do you say? I have one aid on the first signature, on Reuven's signature, two aidim on Shimon's signature, and one aid on Levi's. Should that be good? Is that a good key? What? That's for sure. I don't need to mekayim all three signatures. As long as I mekayim two, so it doesn't matter on the third. I mean, we assume the third is good. If you have two aidim that really happened, then we assume the third is good. I have a full kiyum on one aid, and I have two half kiyum. No good? Everyone says it's not
the
star.
Was the kiyum on two other
signatures?
Obviously not.
First of all, Rabbi Kivager is mesupik in this din. He brings it in his Gilyan to Shulchan Aruch Simin Mem Vav. I'll tell you why it's a shayla. And this you may not agree with, but this is a gemara. Let's say I have one aid that says, I lent you $100 on Sunday. They bring another aid that says, I lent you $100 on Monday. Do you have to pay me $100? Yeah. That's called aidis miuchedes. Two individual aidim. One says, you owe me $100 because you lent me money on Sunday. I lent you money on Sunday. One says, I lent you money on Monday. The halach is that it's mitzdarif. Why is it mitzdarif? Do you understand the logic of that? So he owes $100. So Bezdin doesn't know why he owes $100. Because they don't know if Sunday's loan took place. There's only one A. They don't know if Monday's loan took place. What? That's an interesting thing. It doesn't matter. Bezdin doesn't know why, but Bezdin knows he owes $100. Because two eidim say he owes $100. One says he owes $100 because of Sunday's loan. One says he owes $100 because of Monday's law. But that's mistarif, because bottom line, there are two eidim that say Shimon owes Reuven $100. Okay? So eidis miuchedes is mistarif. So the question is, over here, maybe eidis miuchedes should mistarif too? You have four eidim that say it's a good shtar. Two eidim on one signature. One eid on another signature, one eid on another signature. Everyone's saying it's a good shtar. It's the same thing. The saying is on the kiyum. Not saying it's on the loan. Saying it's on the kiyum. On the kiyum, two are saying this is, and one is saying this is, and one is saying this.
You're not saying it's on the kiyum. You're saying it's on
signatures. Oh, that's what I meant. When I said kiyum, I mean you're being
mekayim b'shtar. You're not being mekayim b'shtar.
Why? If I say this is Reuven's signature, that's half a kiyum.
By the loan, you're participating on the whole entire loan. You're saying a part of the shtar. Each is, even if you have two aids, so let's say aids on one signature. Even if you have two per signature, you still say all part, you're still not, you finish the whole
thing. Okay, good. You're right, that's what it depends. The Radvaz says, or Kivayga brings B'Shem the Radvaz, that here it's no good. Here it's not considered to be a good aidus. It's not 1, 2, and 1 is not a good kiyum. What's the difference? Why is the difference? And two aidim on Sunday's loan, one aid on Sunday's loan, one aid on Monday's loan. So what does that have? One aid on Reuven's signature, one aid on Levi's signature. So the explanation of the Radvaz is that aidis miuchedes only works where each aid says aidis on a whole thing. He's only aid echad, but he's saying aidis on a ganze zach, on a davar shalom. He's saying aidis on a davar shalom. One aid says he borrowed money on Sunday. So it doesn't get read. He's saying an aidus. He's saying a whole thing. He's saying, Reuven owes Shimon money. I saw the law. He's only one aid, but at least his aidus is a davar shalom. The other aid says that he borrowed money on Monday. That's also a davar shalom. He's saying a ganze aidus. He's saying there was a borrowing on Monday. There was a loan on Monday. When each of two aidim say a davar shalom, that's mitzdarif. Then we say the aidus are mitzdarif. That each aid is saying a complete thing, each one is mitzdarif.
Why can't you do separate loans? Sunday's person, not Monday's person.
They are two separate. Two different borrowers?
Yeah. No, that means I lent you Sunday on Monday, I lent you Monday on Monday.
What?
$200.
It was 200. Of course it was 200.
It was 200.
But you're going to have 100 because you only have one aid on Sunday's loan and one aid on Monday's loan. They are two different loans. That's the Chiddush of Eidus Miuchedes. Even though they're talking about two totally different loans. One's talking about Sunday's loan, one's talking about Monday's loan. Totally different loans. But they both agree that he owes him $100. See, Mechay Koy, Mechay 100, because you don't have two Eidim on each loan. But you have two Eidim, say, it was $100. Since each Eid is saying a Davar Shalom, so they're Mitzdarif. So now, what is Rabbi Kivegar Safik? One Eid says Eidis on Ruvain's signature. One Eid says Eidis on Levi's signature. And Shimon's, you have two Eid. Is that called the Davar Shalom or not? If I say Eidus on one signature, is that called I'm saying a whole Eidus? Or is that called something that'll help, but it's not a whole Eidus? If you look at it as a complete Eidus, I'm being Mekayim Ruvain's signature, so then it should be the same thing as the two loans. That should be a case of Eidus Miuchedes. I'm saying complete Eidus. I'm saying this is Pliny's signature. Only one person saying Eidus on Ruvain's signature. So it's like one person saying Eidus on Ruvain's loan, on Sunday's loan. But it's Mistarif. If you have one Eid saying Eidus on Sunday's loan, and one Eid on Monday's loan, they can be Mistarif.
So
then it should be, what's the difference? Two different days, two different signatures. If you consider it a complete Haggadah Eidus, then it should be Mistarif.
They're both saying Eidus by the loan, they're saying Eidus on the loan, it happened.
Right.
$100
and here I'm saying it's on this signature that it's honest. That's really.
But you're not saying on the other signature.
I'm not. I'm saying on this signature.
You're not talking about the same signature.
So is one signature an Eidus saying Eidus on a signature? Do you look at that as a complete Eidus? As it accepts the Eidus and puts it in their file cabinet? We listen for more.
How's that? They're both saying Eidus on the same thing.
They're both saying Eidus on the
same signature. What's if it's two different loans or two different signatures?
It can't be the
loans. No, it's two different loans. Maybe I wasn't clear. Let me say it in a more clear way. One aid says Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Sunday. Another aid comes and he says that Reuven broke Shimon's $100 glass window on Monday. Totally different things. He says he owes him money because he borrowed. He says he owes him money. It's Mitzdarif to make him pay $100. Why? Because each aid says Shimon owes Reuven $100. Reuven owes Shimon, I got mixed up what I said. But each one's saying that he owes him $100. Just he's saying because of a loan. He's saying because he was mazik him. Two different reasons. Eidus v'chesem is there. Because they both say, there are two witnesses say Shimon owes Reuven $100.
So why?
That's Eidus v'chesem. So machalik in the Gemara, we pass them as mazdarif.
So why, if two aidim come and they say different times of day, so why don't they say also the same?
If two aidim say different times of day, if they're talking about the same loan, then they're aidim machish
and
zazah.
Each one is coming and saying that
let's say you and I come, and I say you and I were together on Monday, we saw a loan. You say, no, it wasn't Monday. It was Sunday, you and I were together. That's not mistarif. Because we're makish each other. I say, you're making a mistake. You say, I'm making a mistake. That's no good. But if you say Eidus on Sunday's loan, and I say, it might be true. He may have borrowed on Sunday. But besides that, on Monday he borrowed. That's Eidus Miuchadis, which is mistarif. There's two separate Agadis Eidus, which have both the same bottom line. The bottom line, you owe $100. And that's mistarif. It's a separate question. Because if an Eirechad, you mean? You can't do that, because Eirechad can't be used twice that way. But it's a separate discussion. It's a separate discussion. I'm not talking about Shavua. I'm talking now about the money. Eidus are two different things on mistarif, as long as each Eid is saying a complete Haggadah Eidus. It's mistarif.
Okay.
The Radvaz holds that it's not mistar, because he holds Eidus on an Eid Echad is not a complete Agadas Eidus. Eidus on one Eid is not a complete Agadas Eidus. Memela, since it's not an Eidus Shalem, it's not mitzdarif. Now you can dig zuch, you could say, that's what Rabbi Kivega is misopic. You could say, no, maybe Eidus on one signature is a complete Eidus. Maybe it is an Eidus Shalem. I'm saying Eidus on this man's signature, that it's a signature. So this depends on how you look at Kiyum. Is Kiyum Eidus on one signature? That's a complete Eidus. Of course, you need two signatures to make it a Kasher Shtar. But is Eidus Kiyum on one signature an Eidus Shalem? Or the Radvaz says it's not. It's on the whole Shtar that's an Eidus Shalem. So this is Rabbi Kiva Eger Safik, and this is the Radvaz opinion. Getting back to the Ktsais and the Ritva. The Ktsais says that if you have a shtar and you makayim one signature and not the other, nothing happened. No Dabar Shalem happened. You send it home, you tell him come back a different day. You have good Eidus, you'll come back. Because the Ktsais looks at it that a shtar is a Dabar Shalem. A kiyum is a davar shalem. Either you're mekayim the shtar, you're not mekayim the shtar. The Ritva says no. The Ritva holds that if somebody says Eidus on one signature, it's finished. That's a davar shalem. A man says this is my signature. It's a davar shalem. Besnit accepts it. There's a kiyum on one signature. It's not a shtar yet because it's only one signature. Now we need to be down on the second signature. But the Ritva holds that once a man said Eidus on his own signature, it's accepted, it's good, it's a kiyum on his signature. What remains is the second signature. You can't never retract that. You can never say, okay, start again. You can't start again. He said Eidus on his signature. This seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlaikis between the Ktsais and the Ritva. The Ritva seems to be like the Ktsais, that we look at the whole shtar is one thing, not each signature being a davar shalem. And he also look at it as a davar shalem by itself. Where does the Nesivus come into this picture? A totally different nekuda. Imagine you're stuck. You have a good shtar, you know it's an honest shtar, someone owes you money, and you messed up. You could have gotten a good kiyum. So you have two Eidim on the living person's signature, and you have two Eidim on the dead person's signature. Just, you messed up because the living person already said Eidus on his own signature. So what do you do now? What Eitzah do you have now? The Nesivus holds that there's no Eitzah. There's no Eitzah. If you're not going to find two people to say this on the dead man's signature, there's no Eitzah, there's nothing you could do. That's the opinion of the Nesivus. The Ktsais says, I have an Eitzah. Let the living person go into Bezdin, sign a chaspa in front of Bezdin. Bezdin themselves, not other Eidim. Bezdin will see that his signature is the same signature as the signature on the shtar. Bezdin will know it's his signature. And now he'll be able to say Eidus on the second signature. This is what the Ktsais says is a good Eitzah. What? It's the same Eitzah. But if you do it in front of Bezdin, he says it works even if you already said your Eidus.
Until now, wasn't in front of Bezdin? We just
said Lashon Gemara is a little ambiguous. We'll come to Lashon Gemara in a minute. The Nesivus says he doesn't understand. The Nesivus writes very strong Lashonis that against this Ktsais, he says he doesn't understand the words. He says, Ein loy shachar. His words have no light. What's the difference if he signs it in Bezdin? Or he brings in witnesses that know his signature? If we're saying once he said Eidus, it's too late, so why does it help to send in a piece of chasma? So the Nesivus says that he doesn't understand. The Ktsais in the Meshavah of Nesivus explains what he means. And I think that the Ktzais means this. There's an expression in the Gemara, Loitehei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. Hearing from Edis is not better than seeing yourself. The Gemara says that if Bezdin is sitting, and in front of Bezdin, they see Reuven kill Shimon, Bezdin could paskin without any Kabbalah Edis. Bezdin could just paskin right on the spot. Loitehei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. What do I have to hear from Edim? They saw with their own eyes. They saw it happen in front of Bezdin. If they see it, they can pass it. Dinei nefashis, there may be other problems, but dinei mamon is for sure. If a Bezdin is sitting, the Torah is Bezdin, and they see Reuven break Shimon's chayfetz, Bezdin does not need a Kabbalah Seidus, they could just pass it without Eidus. Because Ria is more than Shmiya. Seeing with your own eyes is better than hearing. Loitehei Shmiya Gedayla Maria. The Ktzais says that if a man comes into Bezdin, and in front of the eyes of Bezdin, he signs his signature, and Bezdin could see with their own eyes that this is his signature, Bezdin will paskin based on what they saw. They will not paskin based on the Kabbalah Seidus. It was Taka Kabbalah Seidus that it's his signature. The Taka was a Kabbalah Seidus, his signature. But when Bezdin sees it, they don't paskin based on the Kabbalah Seidus. They paskin based on what they saw with their own eyes. If you hear something, even 10 Edim tell you, you don't know it 100%. 10 people tell you something, you don't know 100%. If you see it, you know 100%. So therefore, the Ktzais holds in this case, where he already said Edis on his own signature. Now it's too late. What can we do? It's up to Ktzais to have an Edson. Let the man go in front of Bezdin, sign on a chaspa, sign his name, in front of Bezdin. Bezdin will see his signature. When Bezdin sees something, they pass him based on what they see, not based on Edis. So Memela, what? Bezdin will paskin based on what they see. So on the living person's signature, Bezdin will paskin not b'teiras eidus, not because the man said, eidus is my signature. Not b'teiras eidus. B'teiras ria, that Bezdin saw it. Now it comes out that that half is not being done on his agadah eidus. It's being done based on the signing of the chaspa. And now we can say eidus on the dead man's signature.
But signing is on the eidus, the by being.
Signing is a form of Edus. Is signing a form of Edus?
That's what signing does, right?
I disagree with you. I think if you want to recognize someone says Edus about a Karev. You can't say Edus. But if he signs and Bezdin sees it's a signature, they can make a kind of a star based on that. What?
Well, what's he signing on the star as Edus?
In the case of it has to be a case where he was good in the shtar, you're right. But the point is, the Ktzais holds, it's a davar chiddush, the Ktzais holds that if you sign, show your signature in front of Bezdin, showing the signature in front of Bezdin is a solid, it's fine. It's Bezdin pasking, that's not called your edus. It's a psak Bezdin, not based on your edus, but based on the facts. The fact is, Bezdin knows the fact. The fact is, it's his signature.
The fact that he has to be
and that's good enough.
The
what?
Fact that he has to be good for the Shtar shows that it's nothing who cares. The fact that in order for him to sign on the Shtar, he has to be good, he can't do it on the Kiyah.
But they remember, that's Edis on the Shtar. I'm talking about Edis on the Kiyah. Who's Mekayim? Edis on the Kiyah, it's Bezdin. Now the Nesivis disagrees. The Nesivis holds, Kol Yeser Kenapu Bami. If he goes and signs his name on a chaspa, that's extra. He already was Mekayim, the signature.
Didn't we already pass it? We already passed it from what he said. So he already said, we have this, now we can go look for the other, now we don't have, so now it's not good. He said, we already
accept it. So Shafzi is saying, Akasha, what do you mean? We already passed it on his signature. He already said, hey, this on his own signature. He already said, hey, this on his own signature, so you already passed it on his signature. So what's going to help for him to bring a chaspa in? What's the answer? What's the answer? He has a kasha on the Ktzais. He already passed down his own signature. What's help to bring a chaspa? The Ktzais holds there's no such thing as a psak on one signature. There's no such thing as a psak. It's a psak only on the shtar or nothing. So there is no psak on one signature. Either Bezin certifies the shtar, or they don't certify the shtar.
It's not considered anything.
Right?
Even though we're not asking, at the end of the day, we're not saying the shtar is good. It's like we're not accepting anything.
Well, here we're going to, at the end of the day, say it's good. Because once he says it, the chaspa, and we recognize, then he'll be free to say it's on the other signature. Right, so this is a machlaikis ktsais nasivis about what to do. As always, when you have dinei mamonis, it's good to plan in advance. People think, dinei mamonis, I go to bed, and I'll just tell the truth, and everything will be fine. Not so simple. A person has to go with the rules of the way both the dinim work. A person has to know how a taina works. So you have to be able to bring the eidim in the right order. I want to do Taisis. Let's just finish the Gemara till the two dots. V'dafka achaspa, aval amigil toloi. Dol memishko chleinish, toloi mali, v'kasi v'ilui maidibai. On a real parchment or a good piece of paper, never sign your name on a blank piece of paper. Because they can write what they want above it. V'tinana, is yelav ksav yadish, u'chayiv loi, gav l'chasim v'nechayim. Here we have the concept of ksav yadai, which I mentioned to you in the past. Someone's own signature is an edus about himself, and you come on, that's an IOU. Amr Yehuda Mishmuel Alocha Kedivrei Chacham Pshita Yachid Barabim Alocha Karabim. And the Gemara no. Mao de Tema. I might have thought to say Halocha Karabi Mechaveirai V'Yafilu Mechaveirav. I would have thought Halocha is like Rabbi against. The Halocha is like Rabbi when he argues with one person. Sarah thought even if he argues with many, Kamash Malan. There's a very nice piece in the Birchas Avraham on this. What's the Havamina Halacha Karebi Mechaveirav? What's the Havamina Halacha is like Rebbe against more than one? You might tell me Rebbe was smarter. There's more in Erevin that says that Rebbe was smarter than anybody else in his generation. Who could say such a thing? You know who said it? Gemara says, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said it. Hi, the mechadidi mechavayrai. Why am I smarter than everybody else in this generation? Because the chazisel urameya mechayrai. Because I was in Ramey Yashir, but I was in back of him. He couldn't get a seat in front. He got a seat in back. So if he would have gotten a seat in front, he would be even smarter. But Rebbe said, I'm smart. Hi, the mechadidi mechavayrai. I'm smarter than everybody else. Interesting Gemara, no? It's very interesting to put it together with a Gemara in Saita. There's a Gemara in Saita. The Mishnah in Saita says that the Shemay so and so but la nava. Plainly died, there's no more. So I think it's Rebbe. I'm sorry, the Mishnah says Mishemes Rebbe but la nava. The Mishnah says Mishemes Rebbe but la nava. Rebbe was the last onav. It's interesting, the Gemara has a Rav Nachman who says, Loi Tema Rebbe Dika Ana. Don't say Rebbe was the last onav, because I'm around. It's Gemara. But anyway, the Gemara says Mishmeis Rabbi Batla Nava, and Rabbi said, "Hi, the Mechadidi Mechaveira." I guess he had to tell the truth. You know what can he do? But so Zakti Berchaz Avraham, what's the Havamina Halach Rabbi Mechaveira? Because he's smarter, Mechadidi Tver. But it's Xeris Akasev Achir Rabbi Mahatais. How could it be a Havamina Halach Chiyachid against the Rabbi? You go bus a Raif Bezdin, you don't start figuring out who's the smartest person in Bezdin. Now every Bezdin has a Rush Bezdin. Every Bezdin of three has a Rush Bezdin. He's the smarter one of the three. If the other two go against him, then Dalach is like the other two. So what does it mean? Hava mina filo mechaveirav. So the Birchas Avraham brings a Rabbi Chanan to explain it. Rabbi Chanan brings a Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah asks, why is it that an Amayra cannot argue with a Tana? An Amayra can't argue with a Tana. Why can't an Amayra argue with the Tana? We have a rule, Ein lecha ela shayfet shevi'amecha. We have a rule that a person goes according to the Paisik of his generation. And a person can't say, you know, the Paisik of my generation is not as smart as the previous generation. Ein lecha ela shayfet shevi'amecha. Yiftach b'dayrei is Kishmuel b'dayrei. Yiftach was the lower level shayfet. Shmuel is greater. Yiftach b'dayrei, Kishmuel b'dayrei. So if you're in the generation of Amoraim, and the Amora Paskins, the way he understands, as we say, but if a Tana says different, Tiyufta. What do you mean Tiyufta? Ein lecha l'shayf b'yamecha. So B'chanan is ma'azbir, when we say you vote, not everyone's the same. And Am Haaretz doesn't get an equal vote with the Talmud Chacham. Talmidei Chachamim on the same playing field. So then one's smarter, one's not smart, but they have to be on the same playing field to count. You can't. You know, when there was a tumult over the international dateline, 1940, 1941, so there was a tumult. There were two shittas where the dateline is. So they wanted to make an asifa of all the Gedalei Eretz Yisrael, and they'll vote. They'll be paskin the halacha. So the Chazainish refused to go. Chazainish said, you can't put in the same room somebody who spent 10 months or 12 months harving on all the shittas of Rishayim, and someone else who never harved on this sugya, and you put him in the room and he's going to get an equal vote. It's not a sugya that everyone went through. So he refused to go. Rabbi Chanan says that an Amayra, Lagabi Atana, is considered an Amaretz. It's a lower generation. Who says? The Amayram themselves were Makabal. From Chasimas the Talmud, then no one will argue with the Talmud. So you read the Satiris. So if it's a Yerida Satiris, we don't say Achri Ram Lahatas. We don't say Shefer B'Yamech. We just say it's a different group of people. So the Berachas Avraham says that's pshat in the Havamina Halachik Rebbe Mechaveira. Even though Achiram Lahata is, but if Rebbe is a totally different playing field, different, totally different level, so he Halach would be like him even against the Rabbin. And Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Kamash Mulan, that it's not that way. He wasn't that much greater than his generation. So that's the Kamash Mulan. Kapanim, it's the whole discussion is it's an interesting discussion. Okay, let's get to Taisus Chaspa. All right, we're going to have we already spoke about Ktsais Nesivis. We're going to have now a typical Machlekes Ktsais Nesivis about Chaspa. Now, let me tell you the Rashi Prakim, and tomorrow we're going to learn Taisus. The Rashi Prakim of Chaspa is the following. What's a Chaspa? Chaspa is a piece of clay. What it means today, if we want to say Chaspa, you would say sign your name in pencil. You sign your name in pencil, everyone knows it doesn't count for anything. Because you sign your name in pencil, it could be erased. And whatever you wrote above the pencil could also be erased. Whatever a person writes in pencil, everyone knows it's not a shtar. In the time of Chazal, the word for pencil was Chaspa. And they signed with pens. But chaspa is a piece of clay, and a piece of clay, you can always rub whatever's written on a piece of clay. That's a chaspa. So Gemara says, shtar chaspa is not a shtar. You don't have to worry about signing your name a chaspa, no one can mess you up. The right thing's above it, bezel will throw it out. Shaila is this. What happens if somebody brings a shtar chaspa to bezel? Someone comes into bezel with a shtar, on chaspa, or nowadays, someone walks into bezel with a shtar written in pencil. The whole shtar from beginning to end is written in pencil. But there are two edim that say that this is what we remember it, this is exactly what they wrote, nothing was erased, nothing was changed, it's exactly the way it was written. Is that a good shtar or not? Is that a good shtar? It's not a good shtar. Two ways to look at it. What? To be Tevaya. Let's say for Meshubad, it would be easy enough, Kamina. Or let's say the Edom don't remember the loan, but they say they saw the signing. They didn't see the loan. They walked in, they were writing a shtar, and they saw that they wrote the shtar, and they signed it, and they remembered it's exactly the same way it was written originally. No change.
Even if it's the same, it doesn't make a difference. When they wrote it, they knew that it was our Chaspa.
They didn't what?
They knew that it wouldn't be the same.
Maybe they were joking in the first place.
Even the Edom saw, they don't know what they saw. They saw the Chaspa inside.
Maybe it's an argument. Maybe it's a taina. Okay, to discuss Ashtar HaChaspa, there'll be another nafkamina. The other nafkamina would be, what Tosis talks about, what happens if I write on a piece of paper, Harayat Mukadesh Asli B'Shtar Zu, because that's my Shiv Yisrael. And I give it to a woman. Is that a good shtar? I'm not talking about bringing rayas to Bezdin. I'm talking about a shtar kinyan. The shtar rayas and the shtar kinyan. I want to make a shtar kinyan. I make a shtar that says, Harayat Mukadesh Asli, and I give it to you. Are we married on that? I'm not talking about bringing rayas to Bezdin. The shtar was used, it was thrown out, it's in the garbage, it's gone. But we're all made that I wrote on with a pencil on a piece of paper, and I gave it to you. The question is, do we say this is a shtar? It's just a shtar that could be forged. But it has a shame shtar, and then we're Mekudish. Then if Adam say it's good, it's good. Or do we say that this is not a shtar? They'll say it's a shtar on paper, it's a pencil that's a shtar. There are two ways to look at it. We have to learn Tosis and try to see how Tosis looked at it. I think that somebody who learns Tosis could see it two ways. There's one way that jumps out at you, and then I think there are two ways to look at Tosis. I assume that most of you are holding along with us. There's an interesting shach on this Tosis. And I think the shach is a basis for rise. It's a long shach, don't let it scare you. It's Mem Bey's Bey's. It is Nesivus on the Shach. This Tosis, by the way, the Shach says is four places in Shas. All four places are in the Yeshiva Shem Masechtis. It's in Kedushin Daf Tes, you have the same Tosis. And Gittin Daf Chav Beis. Alright, depends how far you get in the Masechta. And in Perches Kesabatim. And here in Subis. So this Tosis appears in four places, at least four. Could be in Get Pashit also. But obviously, you say the stick of Tosis, and the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we're going to try to understand Tosis and how the Shach understands.